Ned goes to a lot of conventions, and because of that, Ned has a tip for us today that will help convention goers out there. Tip and Dale's, let us know if you are a convention goer. And Ned, go.
This tip is very simple. If you go to any convention where there is a vendor hall of physical goods, the tip is, if you love something, buy it. Great. But if you're, like, not sure, come back on the last day of the convention, because here's the deal. Products are hefty, and companies don't want to have to pay to bring them to the convention to have to bring them home. And they are almost assuredly discounting whatever's left over in their wares. And if the thing that you weren't sure about is gone because it's sold out, well, then the decision's made for you. But if it's still there, it might be at a discount, or you might be able to say to them, like, hey, would you take a discount for this not to have to come back with you on the plane or load back into your U-Haul or whatever? So at a convention, if there's a purchase that you're still trying to decide if you're into, come back on the final day and see if the price is reduced a little bit and if that makes you more excited to get it.
This also applies, in my mind, to if you're traveling and you're thinking about bringing home some sort of souvenir, but you're not sure about it or you don't know exactly which one. Wait until the last day, because then you really do get to think about it and you don't have to carry it around with you the whole time that you're traveling.
Yes. Basically, people don't like to travel with things, and it might make your life easier if you wait till later.
And you can wait till later, Tip and Dales, because today's Friday, which means no episode for you tomorrow, but you can check out our past episode archive. We have tons of tips for you. We also have an interview for you with Megan Tan, our guest tipper of the month, that came out earlier this month, and we'd love for you to check it out, learn all about Megan. Ned did an outstanding job with that. I was sad to miss Megan this time around, but we really appreciated her being here on Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.